It is not hard to destroy a college.
Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Hold on. People in the studio are talking about summer. What are summer rules?
Oh, well, the rules have to change a little bit because, like, when your kids aren't going to school, you got to lay down the new, like, itinerary.
Yeah.
Right?
That makes sense.
Summer is all bets are off.
That's what it was growing up, I feel like.
Yeah. It's why you throw your papers in the air as you walk out of the school. It's why, like, there's no bedtime. There's no...
Well, wait. I think I had a bedtime still growing
up. Yeah.
Go to your room time? Sure. But, like... It's your life, man. You just get, like, are you kidding me?
Is that
me?
What you look at it like a six-year-old in their eyes, and you're like, it's your life, man.
Kind of. It's like, yeah. What do they have
Eat
to get
candy.
Up for? No, I mean, like.
Video games all day.
Yeah.
Kind of.
I mean, you were literally complaining about your own adult son's video games.
He's an adult, and I'm just trying to make him not this dopamine void human. But, like, as far as your little kids go, like...
You want them to have dopamine, too?
Right. I had to, like, one of the rules we had with my son is, like, now, because we don't have to get up as early to make sure we're out the door and to the bus stop and all that stuff, so it'll probably be a little more leisurely in the morning, especially for your mother. We let her sleep in as long as we can. And when you get up, because the kids will just wake up whenever, and you can't turn the TV on. No TV unless we have to be up. Because I know you're just going to wake up at 4:30, 4. Like, you're just going to keep waking up earlier and earlier to go watch TV, to go watch YouTube.
Watch basically. What?
Who knows? I don't
Lego
know.
Lego stuff.
Yeah, just mind-rotting stuff. So no, we're not doing that this summer. That's a summer rule.
So
they can get up. He can draw. He can play with his Legos. He can sleep.
Like, he kind of is supposed to stay in his room.
He has like a light that changes to, the light changes to a sun when it's like okay to get up, but they don't always, they're up, they want to be up.
What if Uncle Slacker dropped off a TV for his room? You know what I mean?
Why, like, would a kid, young kid ever need a TV in their room?
I don't know, I gave my kids TVs pretty early.
In their room, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, because we moved into a house that had, here's the thing, I would have had to have bought a piece of artwork to go over. This whole house was wired, had the weird little because they have speakers in the ceiling.
You should have just bought the artwork.
Nah, just get all TVs.
This is why your son is playing video games before work and using all his dopamine. You know I'm right.
Also, especially at bedtime, you ever notice every kid's this way? At bedtime, all of a sudden, I want to read stories. I want to play with my Legos. I want to do all these things. Well, you watch TV all day, so now you have all this time. You can do all those things.
Did
you
have these
do.
Rules when you were a child, Tiak?
I definitely didn't have a TV in my room. I never had. In college, I had a TV in my dorm room. That was the first time ever. But kind of. I didn't just get to like sleep in all the time.
But your parents, would they let you get up and turn on the TV?
Not when I was six. No.
Yeah,
no way.
Yeah, but it was just different.
I remember we didn't even know how to use the remote, and one of my sister's friends came over, and she was like, you just hit this button, and my parents were real mad.
Oh.
Like, she ruined it. She taught them.
I feel like I said we didn't really have rules, but we had like, don't drink a soda before a certain time of day.
Really?
Yeah, because it's like, hello, you can't do that all summer. You're going to wig out.
But we were just allowed, expected to be feral from June to August. Like, you just
And that's what you did with your own kids too? You didn't do camps? You didn't do anything?
We never did camps.
Oh, man.
Because I never did camps, so I never knew, because I didn't want to send my kids to one of the creepy camps.
Right.
And how do you know what a good camp is?
I don't know.
But it's not, some of the rules are feral. They're pro-feral rules, I would say. Like, my son, you're no longer on the same bath schedule. Sunday to Sunday, we're good. I'll see you back here Sunday.
He has to bathe once a week
minimum. Like, obviously you're at the pool, like you're in the chalk, you're getting messy, you will work some more in, but they're not like the strict, more strict.
Now this is regimented. Now I'm on the other side. Because they're out in the sun all day. If they're being feral, you got the bathing has to happen. Then they're just laying in their.
But he's not being as feral, I think.
Yeah, and he's not going to school, so there's not like you don't need your hair. Like, it's fine if you're a little ratty.
You're only getting clean for appearances' sake for school.
Yeah,
that's a lie, dude. We are so opposite. Like, you got to be clean every day, but you don't have to follow society's other rules. Like,
so you'd really be okay with your six-year-old turning on the TV?
Like when I was little, my parents it's a totally different time. Like now he could turn it on and there would be content for him.
Yeah.
Right? Because YouTube, Hulu, because Apple TV, because whatever, he can find stuff. When I was young, the only day we had was Saturday. Saturday morning cartoons.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we would like, the rooster, we're up because they're on. And my parents didn't care. We just had to keep the volume low. But Saturday morning, the TV's on at 6 in the morning, dude.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was kind of that way growing up, but just on Saturday. Like, not every day.
Yeah.
So then it's not special. It's not, right?
But let him have it. If he wants to have it, he'll burn out on it. Don't you think? Let him burn out on it.
Could not believe. What are you talking about?
My parents, they were like, do whatever you want. So then one day, they both left. They left me and my brother, Chris. And he was like, got an idea. Got out my mom's recipe, made a batch of chocolate chip cookie dough, put it into a gallon Ziploc bag, cut the end of it off, and handed it to me. And I was just like squeezing it into my mouth. Just like, just eating cookie dough. And he got a bottle of marshmallow cream. And he just went to town. And when my parents came back, we both vomited.
For sure.
And then we never did it again. Like it's so,
but that's different than TV.
No, it's not.
Marshmallow. I have to be up if you're going to get in the marshmallow.
Let him be feral. Let him.
He's not bathing.
You got to have a bedtime. You can't have like 90 days of kids just being like, no rules, man. And then like, ding dong, here's the first day of school. And how to behave.
Yeah, did you have to do the ramp up before?
Yes, three weeks out.
You lock it in a little bit.
Apparently, you start bathing your disgusting child.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
On my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, we're getting down to the truth behind the names that you know and love. Unfiltered conversations with legends like Leanne Morgan, Kathy Griffin, Ricky Lake. Find out when they feel the most on par. We're breaking it down with Don Lemon, Aaron Parnas, Lamani Jones, laughing it up with Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, many more. You know, the results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.